In the beginning of the parsha, the pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron that he can't just come in any time to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, rather there's certain conditions what he has to do, and one of the things the pasuk speaks about is the garments that he has to wear, Ksoin is bad Kodesh Yilbush, Ksoin is made of linen, etc. Rashi says, Ksoin is bad, this teaches us that inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol does not serve with the same 8 garments that he uses outside, because they contain gold. We have a concept, Ein Kateger, Nasa Saneger, the prosecutor cannot become the defense attorney. In our case, the gold is associated with the Egel Azov. We don't want him to be using this. Rather, he only uses the 4 like a Kohen Hedit, like an ordinary Kohen. And Rashi says, V'kulan Shalbutz, and they're all made of linen. Now, simply, Rashi is coming to tell us why it is that the pasuk even needs to be telling us about these garments that the Kohen Gadol is wearing, when all of this was told to us already in Parshas Tetzaveh, both the obligation of making the garments and wearing the garments, etc. And this is why Rashi says that the chiddush of our pasuk is that he's only going to wear 4 garments and not 8 garments. However, the Rebbe has a number of questions. Number one, Rashi uses the term magid. The pasuk is coming to tell us, the pasuk is coming to teach us. Rashi usually uses this expression when what Rashi is telling us doesn't say specifically, directly, clearly in the pasuk. It's something that we derive from the pasuk. But in our case, it says clearly in the pasuk that he wears these 4 garments. So what do you mean magid? The Rebbe says, furthermore, we see that there's 4 garments. Why does Rashi even have to tell this to us? The Rebbe also asks, why does Rashi add the words kikoyin hedit like an ordinary koyin? Why does this even make a difference? And finally, why does Rashi say that they're all made of linen when it, once again, this all says clearly in the pasuk? Now, says the Rebbe, seemingly we may say that Rashi is actually coming to negate a completely different interpretation we may have had in our pasuk, and that is that maybe the pasuk does not mean that the Kohen Gadol only wears the 4 garments mentioned over here. The Kohen Gadol wears all 8 garments. Rather, there's a certain change, a certain difference with these 4 garments that are mentioned, different to the same garments when the Kohen Gadol wears them the rest of the year. And that is, the 4 garments, the ksoines, etc., the pasuk describes them in Parshas Tetzaveh that they need to be made of sheish marshal, which means linen. But it's a linen that's made up of a few threads together. Each thread is made up of 6 threads twisted together. Over here, the pasuk uses the term bad, which could imply that each thread is only a separate individual thread, not threads that are twisted, twined together from a few threads. Maybe this is what we would think the pasuk is telling us, that in our case, these 4 garments, the linen of them is made different. So Rashi says, no, the pasuk is teaching us that he actually only uses the 4 garments and not all 8 garments. But the Rebbe says, again, this pirush is difficult to understand because Rashi finishes off with the words v'kulan shalbutz, and they're all made of linen. These words actually could make us make that mistake that in fact the pasuk is coming to teach us about the linen garments that are mentioned in our pasuk of how they're made, which is actually the opposite of what Rashi is trying to emphasize, that the chiddush of our pasuk is not about the 4 garments that he is wearing, the 4 linen garments. It's more about the fact that he's not wearing the 4 golden garments. Says the Rebbe, the explanation is that Rashi is actually coming to deal with a different question in our pasuk. And that is, why does this pasuk about wearing the garments appear in this pasuk right over here? After the pasuk, Bezoisi over Yaron, the pasuk says, with this Aaron is going to come into the Kodesh, meaning the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with a par ben bokor lachatos, with a young bull for a korban chatos, a ram for a korban oilo. And then the pasuk speaks about ksoin is bat kodesh yilbash, which leads us to possibly make a mistake that these 4 garments are only going to be worn by these specific 2 karbonos, because these are karbonos that are unique for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But in truth, this can't be. First of all, the ram that's mentioned, the Kohen Gadol is actually going to be doing in 8 garments, not in 4 garments. And secondly, it's not only going to be the bull, the young bull for the Karban Chatos, where the 4 garments are going to be used. It's going to be many other avoides as well that are going to be mentioned soon in the Psukim. The 2 goats for the Chatos, the avoide of the Ktoiris, are going to be made in the 4 garments. So seemingly, this pasuk about wearing the garments should have been said either before all the avoides or after all of the avoides. And this is what Rashi is telling us. Magid, the pasuk is teaching us, that inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does not use the 8 garments that he uses outside. So now going back to the korbanos that we just mentioned, the ram and the bull, the ram, which is clearly an avodah that is done outside, is going to be done with 8 garments. On the other hand, the goats for the korban chatos and the avodah of the ketores, as well as the par that's mentioned over here, these are all avodahs that are associated with their blood coming inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or at least being connected to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's why they are going to be done with 4 garments. Says Rebbe, this is the reason why the pasuk about the four garments appears after the pasuk of Bezos Yav Yaron El HaKodesh. Because the pasuk is trying to emphasize that wearing the four garments is not because generally the avoid of Yom Kippur. That's why it doesn't appear either before or the end of the avoid of Yom Kippur. It's specifically connected with the idea of Bezos Yav Yaron El HaKodesh, about coming in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Rebbe, now we'll also understand why we don't say Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger regarding the rest of the avoidance of Yom Kippur. Why is it that outside you could wear the golden garments? So the Rebbe says again, let's look again at this point. We just said that the Pasuk of the four garments says specifically after Bezos Yav Yaron El HaKodesh. In other words, the Pasuk is trying to teach us that the main point of Yom Kippur is the Kapara that's going to be happening in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Look at the words Bezos Yav Yaron El HaKodesh. It sounds like the main point is coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not about the avoidus and the other carbonis. The point is coming into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Bezois Yavayarin. How could he go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Fine, there's a whole list of things that he's going to be doing on this day. Different avoidus, different carbonis, etc. But the focus is coming to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The other things are more like a prerequisite, a condition, and so on. And therefore, the Zahirus, this extra caution that we need to have to Ein Kateger, not to arouse, evoke anything of prosecution, is going to be mainly in the place of the Kapara, which is the Avoida that's happening in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Rebbe, based on this, that according to Rashi, the fact that the Kohen Gadol is wearing only these four garments is because you cannot wear the four garments of gold, because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. You may have then a simple question, that earlier in Parshas Tetzava, we learned how careful one needs to be not to be missing garments when doing the Avoida. How does it make sense over here that the Kohen Gadol should be Davka wearing less clothes right now, less garments now, on Yom Kippur? And as the Rebbe says, if we would say that it's a special din of Yom Kippur, you wear four special garments, fine, we wouldn't have a question. But if we're saying that it's more about the fact that he's not wearing the golden garments, the question is, so he's missing garments today? And this is why Rashi adds those words. He's wearing the garments like a Kohen Hedyot, like an ordinary Kohen. In other words, it's not like he's missing some of the garments that he should have been wearing. At this point, he is serving in the Kodesh HaKadoshim right now, or in Yom Kippur, this is the time he's serving, but he's wearing the clothes, the uniform today is that of a Kohen Hedyot. It's like a Tchila set up in the number four. It says that Rebbe now will also understand why Rashi concludes with the words of a Kulin Shalmuz, they're all made of linen. What Rashi is coming to tell us is not only that, these four garments don't have a problem because they don't have gold, so there's no issue of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger with the four that he does wear. Rather, Rashi is telling us something much more than that. He's coming to prove more this idea that when he's serving inside, he's like a Kohen Hedyot. How so? So the Rebbe is going to focus on the Avnet. Regarding the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk describes how it was made both of linen, but also of other materials as well, Tcheles, Vargomen, etc. Now, in our pasuk, it says of Avnet Bad Yachgar is going to be wearing a linen garment. So what's going on? So because according to Rashi, the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot all year round, as opposed to the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol, was in fact only made of linen. Different to the Kohen Gadol's garment. So therefore, when the pasuk says of Erba Avnet Bad Yachgar is going to wear Avnet Bad, and Rashi emphasizes this idea that they're all made of linen, this is because Rashi is trying to show that on this day, right now, in these avoidance of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, his garments inside are like a Kohen Hedyot. In other words, again, it's not just about that he's missing certain garments. He has the full set of garments of an ordinary Kohen Hedyot. The Rebbe now moves on to what the Rebbe calls the Inyanim Ufloim, the fascinating ideas, Al Derech HaLacha, that we find in Rashi. And the Rebbe is now going to show two differences between Rambam and Rashi. I'm going to connect these two differences to each other. In the Rambam says that in the garments of Kohuna, we have three categories. There's the Begadim of ordinary Kohen, there's the Big Day Zav, the golden garments, the Big Day Lavan, and the white garments. In other words, according to the Rambam, it's not that since we don't have the golden garments on Yom Kippur, so automatically there's only four left. But rather, the Rambam is describing it as a separate category. Yom Kippur has its own set of garments, the white garments. But Rashi, we learned already earlier, says that the garments that the Kohen Gadol wears are the same garments as the Kohen Hedyot. So it's not three categories. There's the Kohen Hedyot's garments, which is what the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, and then there's the Big Day Zav. So that's difference number one. A second difference between the Rashi and the Rambam is according to the Rambam, it's the special avoidance of this day that get Big Day Lavan. In other words, it's to do with the avoid of the day. We said already earlier, there's a certain difficulty with this because the ram of the Korban Oila is a avoida unique for this day, and yet it's a Big Day Lavan. But again, the Rambam generally says that the avoidas of the day are a Big Day Lavan. But Rashi connects the chiyuv, the obligation of the Big Day Lavan, with the avoida done in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Not about the avoida of the day. So says the Rebbe, these two differences between Rambam and Rashi, whether the big day lavan is more about a negative thing. In other words, it's just you're not wearing the golden garments, so you're left with the white garments, like a kohen hedyot. Or is it more of a positive thing? No, we have four special garments designated for the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. That's difference number one. And the second point, whether the big day lavan are connected with the avoid of the day, as the Rambam says, or it's connected with the avoid inside the Kiddush Kedoshim, as Rashi says, are really dependent and connected to each other. That is, if it's a positive thing, there's something unique in these big day lavan, they're a unique set of clothes, so it makes sense, it's connected to the avoid of the day. Just like generally the big day kohen are generally are connected to the avoid of the koyanim, so too there's a special din in the garments for the unique avoid of this day, and there's special garments for the unique avoid of Yom Kippur, and that's the shita of the Rambam. But according to Rashi, that it's more about a negative thing, you're not allowed to be wearing the golden garments, so then it also makes sense that it's to do specifically with this place that's causing that you shouldn't be using these golden garments, which is the avoida in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Rebbe concludes with Ha'iroi and Avoidas Hashem from Rashi's way of learning. And that is when a Yid wants to be poil inyan of Kapora, inyan of atonement, and Titoru being purified in front of Hashem. He wants to bring himself, wants to bring others closer to Hashem, to Torah and mitzvahs. So you need to go in, l'pnim, you need to go into the inside, like the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In our sense, in our case, what it means is going deep, deep inside your own pnimius hanefesh. But in order to do this, you need to first divest yourself. You need to remove those golden garments, which are for your honor and glory. It's only when you feel yourself like a kohen hedyot, like an ordinary kohen, that all the garments are made of linen. In other words, it's all simple. And the simplicity is shining inside of you, that purity. That's when you're deserving, you're fitting to go really inside and to bring a kapara for yourself and for others. And as the pasuk says, v'chiper ba'adoyu v'ad beisoyu ba'ad kol kal Yisrael.